Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amid. Says the Mishnah, Garna Mishal Aviv V'achal Brishos Aviv. If the Ben Tzarim Marah stole from his father, and what he stole, he ate while he was in his father's property, Mishal Acherim V'achal Brishos Acherim, or he stole from other people and he ate and in their possession and their property. If he stole from other people and he ate it in his father's property, he doesn't become a ben sarimayr. He does not become a ben sarimayr until he steals from his father and eats it and eats what he stole in other people's property.
He doesn't become a ben tzarim mirer until he steals both from his father and his mother. So the Yad Ramah makes an observation. He says it's obvious that the Mishnah's opinion was that a ben tzarim mirer doesn't become a ben tzarim mirer until he actually steals. The question is, as we just learned, what, when, where, and what is the reason? So he says that if the reason why it is that he has to be stolen, because as we're learning, we're going to learn the Gemara, the Ben Tzarim Marer, Nidna Al-Shem Soifei, the Ben Tzarim Marer is judged because what's going to ultimately happen, there's going to be Lelasna Masabris, he's going to steal from people. So obviously, if the entire concern of a Ben Tzarim Marer is ultimately going to be a thief, so we have to see that he has this tendency of stealing. Why does Rabbi Yossi say it has to be that he stole both from his father and his mother, which the Gemara is going to discuss further? Because he says, the Pasuk says, and then Shemei b'kol aviv b'kol imai. The fact that the Pasuk says b'kol aviv b'kol imai, says the Yad Ramah, where the Pasuk could have just said b'kol aviv v'imai, and therefore the Pasuk is teaching us, says the Yad Ramah, in explaining Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that it has to be kol aviv kol imay. He has to have stolen from both of his parents. And if he didn't steal from both of his parents, he's not considered a ben sarimayra. To says the Gemara, ganav mishal aviv v'ochel b'shus aviv. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if he stole from his father and ate in his father's property, avgav d'shchiach lei, even though this is what's most easy, accessible to him, says the Gemara boss, he's still concerned that his father is going to catch him, that he is the thief, and therefore we're not concerned that this is something that he's going to continue doing on a long-term basis, because he's scared that he's going to get caught. Continues the Gemara, Mishal Acherim V'Ochel B'Shus Acherim, if he stole from other people and ate in their property, Afagav D'Lei Boss, he's not frightened from these people. However, it's hard for him to access things that are not easily available to him. It says, for the Koshke Mishal Acherim V'Ochel B'Shus Aviv, that when he stole from others and eats in his father's property, there we have two reasons not to be concerned that this is going to become a habit. A, the Lo Shchiach Lei, this is not something easily accessible to him. And boss, he's scared of his father. And therefore, the halach is ad she'ignam mishal aviv, which is something that's accessible. But yoichel b'shus acherim, but he will eat in other people's property. Where there we have a situation, the shchiach lei, where this is available to him. And furthermore, v'loy bas, he's not scared because he's not eating it where his father can easily catch him. Says the Gemara further, the Mishnah said, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Aymer, ad she'ignam mishal aviv u'mishal imay. Ask the Gemara, Ima Manola, from where would his mother have money? Don't we have a rule? The Masha Kansisha Konabala, everything a wife owns becomes the property of a father, of a husband. So as the Miches Chinuch points out, the Gemara could have easily said that their parents are divorced, and once the parents are divorced, there's no concept of Masha Kansa Imai, Kana Aviv, Kana Imai, Kana Imai, Kana Aviv. But the Gemara wanted to look for another teretz. Other achronim say that if the only time that it will be considered that it could be a ben sar mirror are if the parents are still married. But if the parents are no longer married, so even though we've answered the question, how will he have something that the mother has and not the father, but on the other hand, the mother could have something independently, he can't become ben sar mirror that way. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina is speaking about a case, Masuda Mechanis La'aviv V'Imai. The meal is prepared for both parents. And what we're learning now is that since the father has to support the mother, so then that meal becomes hers, which is an interesting question. The question is, if somebody is sitting at a meal and he served food, is the food that he served considered his, that he, for example, could use to be Mekadosh and Isha to marry a wife? Or is it not considered his? It's just his to the extent that he may eat it. Our Gemara seems to be indicating that the food that's prepared for a wife becomes hers. However, I did see that Rabbi Yosef Engel in a Sefer Beis Oitzer wants to suggest that even though our Gemara is quite clear that the food that a husband provides to his wife becomes hers independently, that isn't necessarily the case of by a guest. A guest, maybe it doesn't become his food. And this is a very relevant question where the Sfas Emes says that we know that just like the Dalaminim, the Torah says, V'lekachtem lochem, the Dalaminim have to belong to the person who's going to use them to fulfill the mitzvah. And we find that the Gemara compares the din of Dalaminim to the din of matzah. Therefore, says the Sfas Emes, the halacha requires that a person own the matzah that he's saying that he's going to be yoytze the mitzvah's matzah with. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, if you're going to have guests for Pesach and you're going to be providing them matzah, you should serve, make sure, and it should be done before Yontif, because on Yontif we're not allowed to make a kinyan, we should make sure that they should take ownership of that matzah. And the reason is because you're being served the matzah, it's, of course you're allowed to eat what your host serves you, but it doesn't necessarily make it yours. And in fact, the Shas HaTshuvas Rebbe V'Sefrayim, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Yud Beis, quotes Rebbe Yoshev Zatzal, the Lechatchila, that's what one should do regarding the matzah that he wants to use on Pesach. If he's a guest, he should make a kinyan and take ownership of it. So says the Gemara, the way that the wife, the mother, has something that the Ben Sarimar could steal from her is the Suda Mechanis Lava V'Imoy. Says the Gemara, V'amar Rav Chanan Bar Molda Amar Rav Huna, Ein Achai Vat Shikna Bas Bezol, that you're not, he doesn't become a bus, he doesn't become a Ben Sarimar until he takes the money that he stole and buys meat and wine cheap, so we see. So it's not the meal that he's stealing the money. It's speaking about money that the father provided to the mother, that she should have money to be able to buy a meal. How could the mother have her own money? That somebody gave her money, and he told her when he gave the money, Amnash en Labalach Rushusbahem, you could have the money, but your husband may not have any access to the money. And there's an interesting question too in the Achroinim. If somebody owes somebody else money, and obviously the halacha is that if somebody owes somebody else money, any money he gets has to be used to pay off that obligation. What will be the halacha if somebody gives the money and clearly stipulates when he gives him the money, it's on the condition that nobody else can access that money. Will he have to use the money to pay off his obligations, or will that stipulation be valid? From our Gemara, it seems that it would be a valid stipulation. Says the Mishnah, Ayoiva Roitza, V'ima and Roitza, if the father wants to report him as a Ben Sar Mirror, but the mother does not, or Ovave and Roitza, V'ima Roitza, the father doesn't want, but the mother does, he doesn't become a Ben Sar Mirror, actually his name writes him, until they're both agreeable to the situation. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda says another halacha. Im haloi haisa im ruila aviv, if they're married in a marriage which shouldn't have taken place, ain't necessary ben tzarimar. And the Gemara jumps right into this question. Mayin ruya, what does it mean that the mother was not fit to the father? Ilema, if you're going to say that the marriage represented a chayv krisis of chayv misses bezdin, soif soif, avua nihu, yes, they shouldn't have gotten married, but this is still the father. V'ime, ime navi, and the mother is still the mother. Ella says, the Gemara v'shavav l'avikama. What Yehuda means to say that the father and the mother have to be equal. What does that mean? Tanya nami hachi, Rabbi Yehuda imem lohaisi ima v'shavav l'avikama b'kol u'b'mara b'kaimai. If the father and mother are not identical in their voice and in their height and in the way they look, enanasa ben saramara, then he can't become a saramara, ben saramara. Ask the Gemara, from where do we take this halacha that they have to be so similar? My Tama says the Gemara, the Amakra, ena shemei bekaleinu, that they're one and the same. And says the Gemara, if we're saying umedekan binan shavim, if we're learning that they have to be equal in their voice, marav kaminam binan, it's obvious that they also have to be equivalent in everything else. Says the Gemara, Kaman ozlo hadatanya, who was the town of the following Brysa? Ben Saramara lahayu v'layasaliyos. There was never and there will never be a Ben Saramara. V'lama nichtav, and why did the Torah therefore teach us the parasha Ben Saramara? Droish v'kibol schar, to just to learn and get schar for learning this halachas. Kaman krab Yehuda, because the Gemara says it's virtually impossible to have a situation that the father and mother are equivalent. And one of the pshatim I saw is that when will the voice of a father and the voice of a father will only be in a situation if he is a soris and therefore his voice is like a woman, or she's an islandess and her voice is like a man. But if that's the case, that they won't be able to have children. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that it must be that it's only droish v'kabel schar. So there's many different pshatim. The simple pshat is that that we get schar for learning this parsha. Another pshat that the Rebbeinu Bechaya suggests is that the parsha ben Tzarimara is here to teach us how much a Jew is expected to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that the Torah expects parents to turn over their children who are ben Tzarimara indicates that a person is supposed to be ready to give up even his children, who he obviously loves very much, just because that's what Hashem wants. And he says, just like we see, the model for that was Avraham Avinu was ready to sacrifice Yitzchak. The Masha says that Droish V'Kabel Schar means that the Torah is teaching us how important it is for us to be mechanech our children. That the whole parasha of Ben Tzarimara is here to teach us that our primary obligation as parents in this world is droish v'kabel schar, to teach our children what is the proper way for them to live, and what the repercussions are if we don't do so. Ibai Seima, says the Gemara. Well, another way of explaining this brisa, that this brisa represents the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chi b'bnei she'ochel zet atim v'bosa v'shosa chatzi lai yayin, is a yitalki, because this person ate meat and drank wine, of v'ima mitzunai se l'sakla, is the reason that that's a reason that the parents should take him out to be killed. Eloi hayu v'loi asa liyos. Therefore, says the Gemara, it never took place. V'lo manichtav, droish v'kabel sar. But says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yonason, Ani Ra'isi V'yashafti Al Kivrei. I saw such a person, and I sat on his kever. So the first question is, how is one allowed to sit on a kever? So many Rishonim, because of this question, say that it doesn't mean that he sat on the kever, he sat next to the kever. But Rebbeinu Bechaya has a different pshat. He says that Rabbi Yonason does not actually hold that there was ever a Ben Tzarimara and he sat in his kever. And I think the reason the Rebbeinu Bechaya says it is because they can't be arguing over a historical fact. Did something happen or did not something happen? But rather what Rebbeinu Bechaya means to say is that we've learned, we've discussed the relationship between Avshalom and David HaMelech, and how Avshalom rebelled against his father, and he sat by the kever of Avshalom, saying that this was somebody who acted like a Ben Sarah Meir. The Chasam Sofer explains that the life of Avshalom served as a testimony to prove the point about Ben Sarah Meir. What happened was that David HaMelech saw, and we all saw, how Avshalom behaved in his youth. And ultimately, we know what he did as he became older. And what it means is that after he became older, we already see from his youth, if somebody doesn't act properly when he's young, what will ultimately be the repercussions. The Pnei Menachem says, again, asking the question, how does the Gemara say that somebody sat on a kever? One is not allowed to sit on a kever. So the Pnei Menachem says that we learned early in our Masechta on Daf Mem Vav that their minig was that after 12 months, they would take a person who was buried, especially if he was buried in a place that because he was killed, and they would take his bones. So even though, now the place of his, where he was originally buried is empty, there the halacha is that you're allowed to sit on that spot. And that's what the Gemara means. He meant to say, I was sitting on the spot where originally a Ben Sarah murderer was buried. Ask the Gemara, Kaman Azlah the Tanya. Ask the Gemara, who was the Tana of the following Braisa? In Edachas Hayos of Layosid Liyos, that there was never in Edachas, another subject that we've been discussing. Veloma Nichtava, why is the Parsha Edachas mentioned in the Torah, El Droish Kabul Schar? Kaman, it follows the opinion of Beleza. The Tanya Beleza, Omer, Kol Ish Yesh by Phil Mezuzah Achas, any city that has even one Mezuzah, a Nasis in Edachas. Why? My Tama, where does Rabbi Loza get to that position? Amakravas kol shlola tikbat zatoich rechava v'sraf tebeish. Says everything that was in the city has to be burnt. And says the Gemara, v'kima dikim mezuzah, if there's one mezuzah in the city, lo yefshir, that we can't burn that. The Ksiv, as the Torah Doisha says, regarding our obligation to destroy all the avoid the Zohar Netz Yisrael, when the tatzdam is mechoysam, v'vashreyem tishrafun be'eish, we have to destroy the Mizbech of the Avodah Zarah. We have to burn the Avodah Zarah. V'vatam Shemam, we have to completely demolish. But then the Torah says, Lo sasakei l'Hashem l'kechem, we may not do that to Hashem's name. And the mezuzah has Hashem's name. Amar Rabbi Yonason, to which Rabbi Yonason says, Aniri Siya, I saw it in Idachas, and V'yishafti El Tila, and I sat on the ruins of that city. And it was originally a great city, and now it was completely destroyed. Ask the Gemara, Kaman Azal HaDatanya, the Torah teaches us the Parsha of Abayis HaManuga, a house that's afflicted by Tzaraas. And again, the Braisa says that there was never such a house. Lehoya V'Loyos Liyos, says the Gemara, whose opinion is that? V'Loyama Mechta Droish V'Kabal Scha, Kaman, says the Gemara, it follows the opinion of Elazar Shimon, the Tanan. Rabbi Elazar Shimon, Oim La'olam Ein Bayis Tomei, you can't have a Bayis be considered afflicted with tzaraas, achir shtei grisim, until there is a nega the size of a gris, which is approximately the size of a dime, ashtei avonim, on two stones. Those two stones have to be on shnei solim, two walls that are on Karen's office, the corner where they connect. Orche kishnei grisim, the length has to be the size of two grisim, v'rachva kigris. So it's so unlikely that would happen. And as Rashi explains, that this is the opinion that of Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbanan hold that they don't have to be on a corner. They just have to be on two walls. That's more likely to happen. And there's some Rishonim that said, according to Rabbanan, it could be even on one wall. Says the Gemara, why does Rabbi Lezer say it has to be situated like this? My Tama, the Rabbi Lezer B'Shimon, Ksiv Kir, the Pasuk says, but the Pasuk also says, V'hini nega b'kiris abayis. So the question is it one wall? Is it two walls? To which the Gemara says, Ezekir Shukirois, where do we have a situation of one wall that's considered like two walls? Havayma Zekaren Zavis, when we have the two corners meet. Tanya Belazar of Tzadik, Makam Hayi B'tchum Azar, there was a city near Azar, V'kainasai Churvasa Sagirta, it was called a house that was destroyed because it had a nega. Amar Rav Shimon Ishkvar Akai, Pam Ach Salachti L'Gol, I once went to the Gol of Risi Makam Shemet Sinai Sai, I saw that people were marking off a house. Why? Because they Amrim Avanim Negos Pinu L'Sham, they brought the stones of a house that had a nega. Says the Mishnah, Hayechem Hem Gideim, if one of the parents is a person that doesn't have a hand, Chiger, he's missing a foot, or Elaim, he can't speak, or Sumo, he's blind, or Cherish, he can't hear, Ein Anasa Ben Sarimara, the son cannot become a Ben Sarimara. Why? Shenemar, because the Torah Akdoisha says, V'tasa by Ovav Imai, V'tasa by V'loya Gidman, not, they have to be able to grab him, not if they're missing a hand, Chas V'shalom. V'tzio Isai, V'loya Chigrun, that they're able to bring him out, not if they're missing a leg. Vamru, that you have to be able to say, not people who can't speak. B'nei Nuzu, that they could point out to their, B'nei Nuzer, they could point to their son. Not somebody, V'loi Sumun, who are blind. And then a Shemer B'Kaleinu, V'loi Charshim, people who can't hear. And the Miri explains that people who sometimes have these problems are people who don't have proper compassion. And therefore we're concerned that when they bring and identify their son to be in Ben Sarimaru, they're doing it because they don't have the proper compassion not to treat their son that way. And therefore, we're afraid that they're too quick to make him into a Ben Sarimaru, and therefore they're disqualified to make a Ben Sarimaru. A master boy, Bifnei Shleisha. And they warn the son in front of three individuals that if he's going to continue on this path, they're going to have to make him into a Sarimaru. Or Malkasai. And then they give him Malkus, the chaz of a kilkel, and if after all that he still continues on his way, need the best from a shloisha, we bring him to a bezdin of 23 dayanim, v'ein in this gal, and we don't actually give him skila, achi yisham shloisha rishonim, until the three original dayanim are there, as part of the ultimate bezdin. Shenema, because the pasuk says, b'neinu zeh, Zeh Shalaka Bifnechem has to be the one they started off with Malkus. There's a Machlokes Rashi in Yad Rama, how to understand what the Mishnah says. According to Rashi, the Hasra is not the Hasra that we are used to learning about Hasra. They have to be warned, don't do this. Rather, according to the Rashi, is that as long as not that the Edom have to give Hasra, as long as the Edom see the parents, it's enough. The Yad Rama disagrees. And he says that they have to give a full-fledged hasra. Moreover, according to Rashi, this will be a situation where the Ben Sarimar gets Malkus without hasra, Yad Rama will disagree. So the Mishnah that required all these different requirements of the parents, Shmamina, obviously the Mishnah's opinion is, being a Kroah Kedeksiv, and therefore every word of the Pasuk is studied, and it has to be followed. Says the Mishnah, Shani Hachop, it's not a raya. Because the Kuli Sar Krohu, the entire Pasuk, is extra. Why was that Pasuk taught to teach us this halakha? Says the Mishnah, Masim Ba Bifnei Shloisha, we warn him in front of Dayanim. Lamali, why do we need three? Answers the Gemara, Betrei Sagya, Edim and Asra, two is enough. Answers the Gemara, Amabaya Hakkamer, Masim Ba Bifnei Shnayim, we give him warning in front of two Edim. Two is enough for Asra. But the Malkanai say the ultimate Hasra, the ultimate Malkus that he gets, that has to be given Bifnei Shloisha, because you have to have a Bezdin. Malkus for Ben Sarimar Hechziv. But ask the Gemara, where does the Torah tell us that a Ben Sarimar gets Malkus? Answers the Gemara, Kedravua. It's based on what Ravua taught us, the Amar Ravua, Lamanda de Zere Shava. In the Parsha of a Moitzi Shemra, the pasuk says Loknu Zikni Ayyas Ish Vyisrasai. And Ben Asir Mayr, it says also the word v'yisru oisai, and then neshmei b'kol ovim b'kol imai v'yisru oisai, v'yisru memel ben. The Torah connects this ben, and then we learn another place where it says ben v'hoya ben hakayis arasha, which speaks about malchus. So we see that ben tzarimara gets malchus. Chaz v'kilkel, if he continues on this terrible path, nidin v'esr v'shloisha, we bring him to a bezdin of 23 dayanim, and they will ultimately kill him. Ask the Gemara, hi mebayle, because the pasuk says b'nein, and we have to have three dayanim from the original group, because the pasuk says b'nein uzeh, our son that you already met up with. But ask the Gemara, but if that's what the pasuk is teaching us, haven't we learned that the Mishnah says that we learn from the word zeh v'loy sumim, that the parents can't be blind? Answers the Gemara, if that's what the Torah was trying to teach us with that pasuk, im can lift the craw b'neinu hu, to teach us that they have to be able to see him. My, what did the Torah say? B'neinu zeh, shma mino tarti. A, that the parents may not be blind, and B, that the three original dayanim have to be part of the ultimate bezdin of the 23 dayanim. Says the Mishnah, Baruch Hashloi Nigma Dinoi, if the Ben Tzarimara escapes before Bezdin issues a psak, v'akachik v'zokin atachtan. And then we learned at the beginning of our perek that a boy cannot become a Ben Tzarimara after he has hair around his gid. And by the time he's caught, he has hair. Imish Nigma Dinoi, if he ran away after Bezdin had issued a psak, akachik v'zokin atachtan chayiv. So it depends. If there was a psak before, even though we can't carry out the psak until afterwards, he still will be punished. But if there was no psak before, then we can't issue a psak afterwards. Says the Gemara, Amr B'chanina, along the same type of a situation. Ben Noach Shabirch Hashem, we know that we learned extensively that one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is that a Ben Noach is not allowed to Rechmon Son curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Aloch is the Ben Noach Shabirch Hashem, V'akach Nesgayer, Hoyel V'nishtan Adinoi, since his Aloch was changes, Nishtan Misosoi, he can't get Misa. Because, as we learned, as a Nochri, we didn't need to have more than one Dayan. As a Nochri, one eight is enough. As a Nochri, there's no need for Hasra. But now that he became a Jew, so he has to have, the dintar would have to be in front of 23 dayanim. You would have to have two edim. You would have to have hasra. And his misa is also different, because ben noyach is chay, who's mevarach as Hashem, the halacha is that he's chayiv sayif. A Jew who's mevarach as Hashem is chayiv skila. And therefore, since his halacha changed so drastically, therefore, we don't punish him. Says the Gemara, and I saw that the Rishonim Tosfos points out that even though Bezdin won't get involved, he's chayiv on Mishamayim for what he did, and Tosfos suggests that that's one of the reasons why the Gemara says that the Geirim suffer in this world, because Bezdin can't punish them, but Mishamayim, they're punished for the Averis that they did before they became Jewish. Says the Gemara, name him Sile. So the Gemara wants to suggest that the proof to this halacha is from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Barak, if the Ben Tzarimara ran away, Achlai Nigbedinoi, until he was sentenced, Vakach Zikav Zikav Atachnan Potter, my Tamalam Shum Damrinan, Hoyel Vishtani Ishtani. He changed. And therefore, now that he's not the proper age, he can't become a Ben Tzarimara. Says the Gemara, Lloyd, that's not the way to understand our Mishnah. Shani Hocha, the reason of our Mishnah is the Ovid Hashta, if he would have now done whatever makes a person into Ben Tzarimara, then the halacha is he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa, only at that age. But a Nochri who became a Ger, by him it's very different. If he would do what he did originally, now as he's a Jew, he would still be Chayiv for being a Ben, he would still be Chayiv for being a Ben Tzarimara. Toshma, so the Mishnah says, another right. The Mishnah says, "Imish nigma dinoi." If, however, he was sentenced as a ben tzarimara and barach, and then he ran away until he was caught, And now he's already older, chayiv. So you see that even though his situation changes, his situation doesn't make a difference. So why by a nochri should it be different? Says the Gemara, Nigma Dina Kamrit, says the Gemara, the shot in the safe of our Mishnah is a totally different understanding. Once he's sentenced, as far as the halach is concerned, Nigma Dina, as far as his halach is concerned, once he's sentenced, Gavrik Tilhu. Toshma, so the Gemara brings right from this price. Ben Noach Sheikah is Chaveri, if a Ben Noach killed somebody, or Baal Esh is Chaveri, or he had relations with his Nokri's wife, and then this guy, Potter. However, Osa came to Yisrael, if he killed a Jew, or he had relations with a Jewish Eishes Ish, and then this guy, Chayev. Vamai, but ask the Gemara, why don't we apply the concept that we just learned, Neymar, Hoyel V'Ishtani Ishtani, he's not the same person. Answers the Gemara, Dina Mesisa Binan. In order to absolve him, it has to be that he changed, which is the case, but the Misa has to also be different. V'hai, says the Gemara, Dina Ishtani, he changed. When he did these Averis, he was a Nochri, and now he's a Yisrael. However, Misosoi Loi Nishtani, because if he would have done these Averis as a Jew, he would be Chayiv, the same Misa, if he did it as a Nochri. Says the Gemara, let's analyze this. Bishlam Mirtzeach, if we speak about murder, so indeed, Mikara, a Nochri that kills a Jew, is Sayif. The Hashta, and a Jew that kills a Jew, is Sayif. El Eishes Ish, I don't understand. Mikara, the Halacha is when a Nochri has relations with a Nochri married woman, the Misa is Sayif. The Hashta, but now, the Misa is Chenek, somebody who has relations with a Eishes Ish, is Chayif Chenek. Says the Gemara, we're speaking about Al Nara Marasa, that a Nochri who has relations with Nara Marasa, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, both when he's a Nochri and when he's a Yisrael, he's a Skila. Says the Gemara, Va'asa ben Yisrael dom de Eishes Chaveri Ktani. The Brisa said he had relations with a woman married to a non-Jew, and a woman married to a Jew. And there is no Arusa by a non-Jew. Ella, Kalab Chamura Meshach Sheikha. So the Gemara says a new Sfara. When we have a more severe type of Misa, the halacha is that the less severe Misa is encompassed. So what is the Misa for Eishes Ish? Chenek. What is the Misa by Nochri? Sayif. So the Misa that he had includes already Chenek, because Chenek is less than Sayif. Ask the Gemara, but this teretz only works Hanich l'Rabbanan da Amri, that Saif Chomer, that are of the opinion that Saif is considered a more severe Misa, so we could say Chenek is included in Saif. Eler, Shemdama Chenek Chomer, the Chenek is more than Saif, so this Teretz falls away, Michael Maimer. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem, because we also learned that Rav Shimon Sova, Lokatana de Ben Menashe, that what is the standard Misa of Ben Noach? So that means if he would have had relations with an Eishes Ish of a Nochri before he became a Ger, his Misa is Chenek, and the same as the Misa of Eishes Ish of Yisrael. So even though he changed before he's a Nochri, now he's Yisrael, his Misa is the same. That's the Gemara. So that works by Eishes Ish. Bishlam Eishes Ish, as we just explained, Mikara, when he was a Nochri, according to Rav Shimon, he was Chayiv Chenek. The Hashtub, and after he's Yisrael, if he has relations with Eishes Ish, his Misa Chenek. But ask the Mar Elerit Tzayach, Mikara was saying that every Nochri is Chayiv Chenek for any time that he deserves to be killed. The Hashtub, as a Jew, he's Chayiv Sayiv. Answers the Gemara, as we said before, Kala B'chamura Meshach Shaycha. The Gemara is saying that according to Rav Shimon, included in the Misa Chenek, which is more severe than the Misa Sayif, is the Misa Sayif. And therefore, it's considered that it's the same Misa. So the Gemara continues, Lema Messiah, what is a Raya? Why don't we bring a Raya to what we've been learning, to what Rav Chanina has been taught, that if the Halacha is, that if his Misa change, then we give him the Misa of now, because the Mishnah says Sorcha. If a Nar Marasa had an improper relationship, Vachkach Bagra. So as we learned, the whole Pasha of Nar Marasa only applies to a Nara. And then before Bezdin could sentence her, she became a Begeris. The Loch is Tidna Bechenek. Because if she would have done the Avera in a current state, she would be Chayiv Chenek. Says the Gemara, Beskila my Tamaloi, but why don't we give a Skila? When she did the Avera, as she did as a Nara Marasa, she's Chayiv Skila. Lav, why doesn't she get Skila? Mishum Dehoil V'Ishtani Ishtani. Because she's not the same. And the Halacha takes that into consideration. Says the Marva Koshki and Hochi, certainly if a girl just changed from being a Nara to Begeris, the Halacha tells us she's not that girl that's Chayiv Skila. Says the Gemara, a Nochri that becomes a Yisrael is certainly more of a change. Dishtani Lagamri. But ask the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tani, Tidon, that actually, Tani, the Brisa says Tidon Beskila. We don't look at what she is now, we look at what she was when she did Davera. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ben Tzara Meir, what is the reasoning behind the punishment of a Ben Tzara Meir? Naidan Hashem Soifai. We punish him for what he ultimately be. And Torah teaches us, Yom Zakai, let him die as an innocent man, Val Yom Eschayiv, and not let him do all those averis to which he will bring upon himself. Shmisos, and says the Mishnah, Misos and Shorishoyim, when people Rishoyim perish, Hanol Lahem v'Hanol Olam, it's something that's very beneficial for everyone. And when Tzadikim perish, unfortunately, Tzadikim Ra Lahem Ra Olam, it's terrible for the whole world. So the many Mepharshim asked the question that the Pasuk says that when Yishmol was thirsty and dying of thirst, the Torah says Ba'ashu Sham, and the Melachim said, "Don't Ta'akarish Baruch Hu, don't have rachmanis on him." The pasuk says Ba'ashu Sham. The Melach Asher said Ta'akarish Baruch Hu. Adam Shuasa Lahemis says Benecha, a person who's ultimately going to kill your children, but summer with thirst at the Mala Be'er, you giving him water. Hey Shalom Ha'akarish Baruch Hu responded, "Mao Achshav, what is he now? Tzadik or Rosha? Amalai Tzadik. Amalam any Adayim as Adam El Bishata. I look at him as he is currently." But this is a steer to what we're learning in our Mishnah, that the Ben Tzara Meir is viewed of what's going to be in the future. So one teretz that's given, that a Ben Tzara Meir has already begun to act improperly. And that's why I need an Hashem Soifai. This individual hasn't begun yet to act that way, and therefore he's not Nidin Hashem Soifai. Another teretz that the Gur, that's the teretz of Chizkuni office. Another teretz that the Gur Aryeh office, there's a difference between the Bezdin Shamala and the Bezdin Shamata. Our Gemara is speaking about the Bezdin Shamata. The Bezdin Shamata looks at what is in front of us and not what will be. The Gemara, Yishmol, was talking about the Bezdin Shamala. The Sefer Eretz Tzvi says that what's our Gemara teaching us? That Ben Tzara Meir Nidin Hashem Soifai, what is ultimately going to be? So says the Eretz Tzvi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we should punish the individual, Hashem Soifai, about what he ultimately will be, so certainly when Midah Toiva, Merubim in Midah Pronius, when it comes to do good, it's more. So if we have a person who has the desire and is on the path to do the right thing, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this person should be get schar now already, even though he hasn't yet done, even though he hasn't yet done the good thing that we want to give him credit for. The Ben Yehuda says Misasan Shal Rishoyim, doesn't say Misal Rishoyim. When it comes to teachers, is that even the Rishoyim die suddenly, which is not the way it normally happens, still, they deserve that death, and because they deserve that death, that's why the Pasuk says any type of death to Rishoyim is something that the Gemara suggests they deserve. Continue to mention, Yayin v'sheino Rishoyim, wine and sleeping for Rishoyim, anola v'anola ailam. Because as long as they're drinking wine, and they're busy with that, as long as they're sleeping and they're not able to cause problems, fantastic. The tzaddikim, but when tzaddikim are busy drinking or busy sleeping, and at that time they could be doing wonderful things, therefore, ra lahem, ra lo'olam. The Divrei Yecheskel says that every morning we say by the Birchas HaShachar, Hamav Hashem me'enai usnu m'af apoi, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for waking us up. And the halacha we know, he says, is that we have to immediately afterwards say the V'yiratzen Shetagileinu b'tarasecha, and not only we say the V'yiratzen, the halacha, we don't say O'omein after Hamav Hashena, because we're proclaiming, why are we thanking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Hamav Hashena? Why are we thanking you that for waking us up? Is if Tagileinu b'tarasecha, if we take that opportunity that you wake us up to do what's right, so therefore our halacha is Tagileinu b'tarasecha, we say thank you for waking us up, but we're going to do the right thing when we're up. Says the Gemara, Pizal Rishoyim, when the Rishoyim are dispersed, Hanala have Hanala Olam. It's fantastic, because when they get together, it could only cause that they should gather together to do the wrong thing. Tzadikim, but when tzadikim are dispersed, ra'alahem v'ra'ala oilam. Kinnis l'shoim, but when the rishoim gather together, ra'alahem v'ra'ala oilam, it's terrible for the entire world. When will tzadikim, but when tzadikim gather together, hanolahem v'ra'ala oilam. And that's why I saw that the Sefer Be'er Shmuel explains, that's the whole lesson of the mitzvah machsa shekel. The mitzvah machsa shekel means that every Jew only gives a machsa shekel. We need the other Jew to complete the shekel. Why is that? Because when the tzaddikim who are doing this mitzvah of giving machsa shekel together, that's when it's something that is very worthwhile. The Sefer Tapuk Rechaim explains that the pasuk says, Kedoshim to you, and Rashi on the spot says, Parsha zu b'hakel nemra. This parsha was said at the time of Hakel. What does that mean? When you have Hakel, when tzaddikim, when you have kedoshim, when you have people are kedoshim, then you should have a Hakel. Those people, as our Mishnah says, should be gathering together. And the Avos Yisrael says, we know that the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us, Ein Torah Niknas Ela B'Chabura. The Torah is given B'Chabura. And he says, that's what our Mishnah is saying, that when we're going to learn in the morning, Torah B'Chabura, tomorrow in the morning we learn together, we get up. So that's why sleep is not good for the tzaddikim. They should get up and learn together. The Sefer Tapuch Chaim goes on to explain, the pasuk says in Mitzrayim, by Makkas Bechayrus Leroy Ishes Achiv, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Ha'ar B'mesh V'seyim. And that's what they meant. The Mitzrayim, the Rishoyim, weren't able to see each other. But the Tzadikim, Hayar, they were together and they had light. It says the Gemara Sheket L'Rishoyim, when people are sitting without any problems, Ralahen V'Raloylam, it's terrible, because that gives them the opportunity is to do bad things. Tzaddikim, when tzaddikim have everything going well, they're able to concentrate hanor lahen v'nor la'olam, because they're doing mitzvahs and they're learning Torah is the best thing that the world could experience.